Today is Thursday, January 27th, 2021, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. So I went to orchestra rehearsal last night, and we're getting ready for... Sunday we have an evangelist coming to our church, and he's going to be there a couple of... You know, one of these... I don't know because I haven't heard this particular guy, but generally they're these hellfire and brimstone, you know, trying to get people saved, you know, all this kind of stuff. And apparently we have somebody coming to... I think it's weird to have an evangelist come to your church, because theoretically most people at a church... So the goal of an evangelist generally is to get people saved, like inspire people to come to Jesus, you know? And theoretically, if you're at church, you already consider yourself to be saved. If not, you know, why are you there? I mean, like, I mean, I don't know. Maybe you're not, but I would say, you know, what, 80% of people at a church would consider themselves to already be saved. I just pulled that number out of my butt. And I'm sure it's accurate. So it seems kind of weird to have an evangelist preach at a morning church service. And so our choir director was saying, music director last night was saying, bring someone. Who's unsaved. Well, I'm not going to do that. You know. I guess I'm a bad Christian. Because, look, I do believe in God. Okay, I do believe in God. And I know a lot of you that's... I'm sure nobody sits around thinking about me, you know, for hours and hours. And, oh my God, Adam, why do you believe in God? And... that's so sad, and, you know, all this kind of stuff. I'm sure nobody cares that much about it. Most of you are thinking, yeah, you know, believe whatever you want to believe. It's fine. You know, as long as you're not hurting anyone or yourself, you're fine. So I know you guys aren't sitting around thinking, but what I'm going to say is, so yes, I am a Christian. I do believe in God, and it causes a lot of, you know, weird conundrums in my life, which we're all aware of, or those of you who've been listeners for a while have been aware of. But one of the things I just can't get on board with the whole Christian thing, is having to be pushy about trying to collect other members to the faith. You know, and when I say collect, I mean, you know, evangelizing and witnessing and doing all of that kind of stuff. And so I hate those kind of services. Oh my God, I hate them so much. They're setting up extra baptism places inside the church so that people can get saved and baptized all in the same service. It just seems so cringy to me. But anyway, I would rather, you know, someone meet me and go, oh my gosh, you know, I think you have a lot of really good qualities about you, Adam. You know, I'm very interested in this thing. And just ask me, you know, what are your beliefs? And if they want to get saved or they want to do that, then, you know, it be kind of an organic thing. I don't want to go from door to door. I don't want to have a, you know, banner somewhere that I put up. I don't want to have a commercial on TV. I don't want to go around doing dramas and handing out tracts. Probably makes me a bad Christian, honestly. But the music minister was talking about, you know, this service that we're having on Sunday. Ugh. And he said, you know, I had a problem with my air conditioning. And so I had to call the heat and air guy. And he says, you know, and I just felt like the Lord was stirring my heart to talk to this guy about whether or not he was saved. And can you imagine being a heating and air professional and going to someone's house, you're getting paid. So you want to treat the customer with respect. And they're up there, hey, do you believe in God? You know, how's your life been going, sir? It's, you know, is it, are you depressed? You know, I've got the answer for you. You know, I don't know. I mean, I don't, how do you even approach that? First of all, how do you approach that conversation? I don't know. It's ridiculous to me. So he says he witnessed to this guy, you know, now he must be very persuasive, my music director, because apparently the guy got on his knees. He was in tears. He, you know, said the prayer. He did all that stuff. And he was just going to, you know, and again, I believe in God, you know, I think that's great if that's what that person wanted. But the fact that, oh, just somebody's coming over to work on your heat and air conditioning and you're, it just feels so uncomfortable to me. I don't know. I don't know. I'm not really going anywhere with that, you know, and it sounds like I'm bad mouthing my religion, but I don't feel good about it. You know, I feel like people can make their own mind up and, you know, there's plenty of literature and television shows and, you know, whatever else, probably podcasts. I don't know, you know, about religion and belief in God and all that kind of stuff. And so I'm sure people can find their own. I don't need to force it on them, you know? Anyway, I did that, and then I decided I was going to get Raising Cane's chicken for dinner last night because I don't have time to even warm anything up in the oven on a Wednesday night because I, you know, I'm doing my trumpet rehearsal, and then I get home. It's already 8:30 usually. No time to cook unless we want to eat at 10. I guess I could do something that takes less time to cook, but so maybe I exaggerated that a little bit. But anyway, so I got Raising Cane's and but I've been doing good about eating less fast food. I will say that I have not weighed myself. And eventually I'm going to weigh myself and I'll probably be in tears. And want someone to witness to me when I weigh myself. But anyway, so Mark weighed himself the other day and he said he's the heaviest that he's ever been in his entire life. And he still looks skinny to me, but, you know, because he's always been skinny and smaller than me. He'll be smaller than me for our entire lives, so it doesn't really matter. But we're working at it. I mean, we're working out. I'm going to work out right after this. So there is that. We still have projects to do around that gym, though, because I had said at the beginning, okay, we're going to get rid of the carpet. We're going to put some type of flooring that's harder. I would prefer to have a gym floor type situation, but projects just never get done around this house because The thing is, I procrastinate. Surprise, surprise. And it's not even something I'm doing myself because I'm not, obviously, we're not laying a new floor in that room. But I have to call people and get quotes and find out what kind of flooring do they install, and you know, and work has been so busy, and normally I would need to call them during the day, you know, when I'm at work, and work has been super busy and I just haven't had any time, and I'm making excuses to you guys on the podcast, but honestly, you know, and Mark is going around. The other thing is we were going to put a projector in that room because we don't really have a lot of room for a television in there. It's a guest bedroom. And, you know, and this project has now superseded the backyard because that involves finding a landscape architect and, you know, a landscaper and a person who can put in patios and, you know, and schedule all of that and, you know, get it all, maybe get a loan if we don't want to pay cash for it. And there's just so much, ugh, adulting. So yeah, there are projects. I've got to find time though, at least, to call the guy about the floor in there so we can get that done and get a projector in there. And I can even use the Pride 48 projector because we don't use it very often. It just sits in a closet. And you know, if the bulb goes out or something, I'll just pay out of my own pocket to replace the bulb. That's not a big deal. So we don't have to buy anything, but we just have to get the work done. And I guess I'm just a, you know, procrastinator. But I am meeting with Daniel and Zach tonight. It's so weird to be like, I'm meeting with Daniel and Zach. We're having a meeting, a Zoom meeting, so that we can plan our excursions for the cruise that's coming up. And I've been so busy and tired after work, I haven't even had a chance to do that. Even though that should be a fun thing, it's, you know, I'm so tired when I get done with work and podcasting and working out that it's hard to get everything done. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ+ friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.